Well, that was like money in the bank, Jiffy. And now, ladies
Hello,
and gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Daddy. Well, it's good to see you. How was your trip?
Fine, John, thank you. The plane ride was swell and Snooks behaved admirably.
Wonderful. Did she enjoy the ball game, Daddy?
She did, yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were the personal guests of Jimmy Wilson, manager of the Cubs. And Snooks had never seen a baseball game before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got into Chicago last Monday. And Tuesday afternoon, we went to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
We had very fine seats, and it certainly looked like we'd have a wonderful day.
Is this Chicago, Daddy?
Yes, this is Chicago, Snooks. We've traveled 2,000 miles to come here.
Why?
Why? My dear young lady, you've been accorded a unique privilege.
Have I?
You certainly have. Here we are in Wrigley Field, 17,000 people watching, and you've been invited to throw out the first ball. Just think. These 17,000 people have paid over $20,000 to come to this ballpark, and you're going to throw the first ball.
When do I get the money?
You don't get any money.
No, I won't throw the ball.
Now, don't be silly, Snooks. The Chicago team paid for your ticket from Los Angeles, gave you a wonderful seat, plenty of candy and ice cream. Is there anything more you could want?
Yeah. I want to go home.
Snooks.
I want to go home.
You're only joking.
No, I ain't.
Well, you'll feel better as soon as the game starts. Now, look at the field. Isn't it beautiful?
No, it's...
Snooks?
It's too big.
Oh.
I bet you thought I was going to say...
Never mind what I thought. Just behave yourself and we'll have a good time.
When is the game going to start?
Very soon. Well, here come the Pirates now.
Where's the Pirates, then?
Why, there, running on the field. They're from Pittsburgh.
Is them girls Pirates?
They're not girls, they're men.
Then why are they wearing bloomers?
Nobody's wearing bloomers.
I'm wearing...
That has nothing to do with...
Why?
Because those short pants they're wearing are part of their baseball uniforms. It's easier to move around in short pants.
Then why ain't they moving?
Because the game hasn't started yet. They're just getting ready for infield practice.
Come on, have a hot dog, Daddy.
As soon as the game starts, look at them whip that ball around. Say, they've got a fine shortstop.
Where?
That tall fellow, he's playing short.
The tall fella is short?
Yes.
Is the short fella tall?
No. This short has nothing to do with short or tall at all.
Tall at all?
It's the position called shortstop, and the shortstop stands between first and second. Second... right near the second baseman, I think. Now, you don't know anything about baseball, do you?
No. Do you?
Polenta. I was the star substitute on the high school scrub team.
Is that good, Daddy?
But the best... They didn't call me Casey Higgins for nothing, you know.
Did you have to pay them?
Of course not. I was the fastest base runner on the team. I once rounded first base so fast, I heard the second baseman insult me. So I slapped the third baseman in the catcher's mouth. Now, what's the matter?
You sound like Frank Morgan.
Oh, it's only a joke. Here come the Chicago Cubs.
Look at that man wearing a mattress, Daddy.
That's a chest protector. He's the catcher.
Does he bite?
Bite? Of course he doesn't bite.
Then why is he wearing that muzzle on his face?
He's wearing a catcher's mask.
Why?
Because he stands directly behind the batter and receives the hot ones the pitcher throws across the plate.
I want some hotcakes.
Who said anything about hotcakes?
Well, you said the batter was in the pitcher.
I did not.
No?
Just watch the players. They'll start the game in a minute.
Peanut, popcorn, French roasted peanuts.
I want some peanuts, Daddy.
All right. Hey, peanuts.
How many?
One, please.
I'll go get them, Daddy.
Oh, stay here. The man will throw them up and I'll catch them.
No, I'm afraid you dropped them.
Casey Higgins dropped them? Huh. Not on your life.
Now, throw them up, brother.
Coming at you.
Casey Higgins.
Well, how did I know he was going to throw a curve? Now, look out. Let me pick him up.
throw the money to the man, Daddy.
All right, all right. Here, fella, catch.
You're good, ain't you, Daddy?
Oh, he'll find it. The darn wind carried it a bit offline.
Yeah.
Now, here's your peanuts. Now, sit still. Oh, here comes Mr. Wilson.
That don't look like Mr. Wilson.
Shh. It is Mr. Wilson.
Did he get his hair cut?
Not Meredith Wilson, Jimmy Wilson. He's the manager of the Cubs. He's going to ask you to throw out the ball and start the game.
Hello there. Are you ready to throw the ball out, Snooks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Take the ball from him, Snooks. That's it.
It's a nice ball, ain't it, Daddy?
Yeah. All right, Snooks. The players are all in position.
Okay, you can throw it now, Snooks.
I don't want to.
Snooks, throw the ball out.
No, I want to keep it.
Snooks.
I want to keep it.
Now, please, Snooks, the fans are waiting. We have to start the game. Come on, throw it to me.
Oh, this is awful. Give me that ball. All right, Jimmy, I'll throw it. Catch. Oh, I'm sorry, old man.
I want to hit him on the head too, Daddy.
You've made us the laughingstock of the whole ballpark. Now sit quietly and watch the game.
When are they going to play?
Right now. The Pirates are at bat. Here comes the first ball.
Where?
The pitcher's winding up to throw it. Watch. Oh, what a beautiful strike.
Ball one!
Guy's blind. Now, here comes the second pitch. Look at that ball go.
Why is the man running, Daddy?
Because he hit the ball.
Does he have to chase it, too?
No, he gets a base.
Can he take it home?
When a man gets a base, he doesn't keep it.
Why?
Because he doesn't. When a player makes a hit, he runs to the base and... He stole second base.
Will they put him in jail?
They don't put you in jail for stealing bases. All the players steal bases.
Are they crooks, Daddy?
No. There's only one crook, and that's the umpire. Now, leave me alone. You made me miss the whole play. Now, watch the man at bat.
All right.
Here comes the pitch.
Daddy!
What do you want?
Tell me your story.
No, no, no stories. Why do you always have to... What happened?
Nothing. The ball just went over the fence.
Oh, I missed a home run. Let me watch the game. Here's the third man up, and I haven't seen a thing. Now, don't make a sound.
All right, Daddy.
Here comes the pitch.
Daddy.
Oh, what do you want?
I want some peanuts.
What happened to the bag full I just bought you?
You ate them.
Well, I was excited. I'll get you some more. Hey, peanuts.
How many?
Two bags, please. What happened?
Oh, look at Daddy, the ball's coming here.
Step back, I'll get it. I'll get it, put out! Oh!